What if your deepest psychological drives aren't simply about seeking pleasure and avoiding pain? What if something more primal exists within you, perhaps even a mysterious pull toward death itself? In Beyond the Pleasure Principle, 1920, Sigmund Freud shatters conventional understanding of human psychology by suggesting our minds operate according to principles far more complex than simple pleasure seeking. This revolutionary work introduces the controversial concept of the death drive, a theory that continues to influence fields from philosophy to neuroscience. What makes this slim volume so enduringly powerful is its willingness to venture beyond comfortable explanations into the most unsettling aspects of human existence, the paradoxical ways we sometimes seem driven toward pain, repetition, and ultimately our own dissolution. Early psychoanalytic theory was built on the pleasure principle, the idea that our mental processes seek to increase pleasure and decrease pain. When hungry, we feel tension driving us to seek food. Eating brings pleasure through tension reduction. Yet this principle alone cannot explain the full spectrum of human experience. The reality principle represents the first major limitation, forcing us to postpone immediate gratification for longer-term security, like studying instead of watching TV, or saving money rather than spending impulsively. Additional pain emerges from ego development conflicts and repressed instincts. Socialization requires suppressing desires that conflict with social norms, creating internal tension. Most significantly, when people repeatedly place themselves in painful situations, choosing abusive partners, sabotaging success, or compulsively revisiting trauma, we must question what drives these patterns that contradict our pleasure-seeking nature. This paradox reveals a more complex understanding of human motivation that acknowledges forces potentially more primitive and powerful than the pursuit of pleasure itself. World War I brought unprecedented attention to psychological trauma through shell shock, a condition where soldiers suffered severely without physical brain injury. Its distinguishing feature was psychological shock from unprepared encounters with life-threatening danger. Dreams reveal trauma's peculiar aftermath. While ordinary dreams fulfill wishes, traumatic dreams repeatedly return patients to their disaster, awakening them in terror, contradicting the normal pleasure-seeking function of dreams. Paradoxically, these patients often avoid thinking about their trauma while awake. Why would the mind revisit in sleep what it actively avoids when conscious? This paradox extends beyond clinical cases. Freud observed his 18-month-old grandson playing with a wooden reel, throwing it away, saying, "Oh, oh, oh," meaning go away, then pulling it back with a joyful, "Da, there." Through this game, he mastered the painful experience of his mother's departures by actively recreating it. This repetition compulsion persists into adulthood. People repeatedly choose partners who betray them or form friendships with identical destructive patterns. These behaviors suggest a principle more primitive than pleasure-seeking, a compulsion to repeat that operates independently of pleasure and sometimes directly against it. Imagine the simplest organism as a vesicle with sensitive substance. Its surface develops a protective rind that filters incoming stimulation, ensuring only manageable amounts of external energy reach the sensitive interior. For organisms, protection against overwhelming stimuli often matters more than reception itself. When external excitations breach this stimulus barrier, we experience trauma. These breaches disturb the organism's energy system, temporarily suspending the pleasure principle. The psyche must then bind the invading stimulus before returning to normal functioning. This protective barrier exists only against external stimuli. Toward internal, instinctual excitations, no such protection is possible. This explains why pleasure-pain feelings dominate consciousness and why we project internal pain outward to apply defensive measures. This model helps explain why unconscious mental processes are timeless, not chronologically arranged or altered by time. Our concept of time derives from the perception consciousness system's sequential processing of stimuli. In the deeper psyche, past, present, and future lose their distinction.
What if organic instincts fundamentally seek regression to earlier states? What if development stems from external influences rather than internal drives? If everything living dies from internal causes and returns to the inorganic, then the goal of all life is death, and the inanimate was there before the animate. Life awakened in lifeless matter through an unknown force, creating tension that seeks equilibrium, the first instinct being to return to lifelessness. The circuitous paths to death, preserved by conservative instincts, constitute what we recognize as life itself. This framework establishes two fundamental drives, death instincts and life instincts. Death instincts impel toward returning to an inorganic state, while life instincts preserve and propagate through sexual reproduction. Sexual instincts strive for the union of differentiated germ cells that would otherwise die. This opposition illuminates complex psychological phenomena like sadism and masochism. Sadism represents the death instinct driven from the ego by narcissistic libido, becoming manifest in relation to objects. Masochism emerges as potentially primary rather than secondary. Both represent different manifestations of the death instinct, directed either outward toward objects or inward toward the self.
The pleasure principle operates within constraints imposed by more fundamental processes. Before functioning effectively, the psychic apparatus must bind instinctive excitations, transforming mobile energy into quiescent charge. This binding process substitutes the secondary process, logical thinking, reality testing, for the primary process, displacement, condensation, typical of dreams. Rather than opposing pleasure, binding creates conditions for controlled pleasure-seeking behavior. The pleasure principle works to free the mind from excitation or maintain minimal excitation levels, reflecting living matter's tendency to return to inorganic peace, the nirvana principle. Even intense pleasures like sexual discharge ultimately serve tension reduction. Primary, unbound processes generate more intense pleasure and pain than secondary, bound ones, explaining why childhood experiences produce such powerful emotional responses. Being chronologically earlier, primary processes manifest pleasure-seeking more intensely but less restrictedly. In conscious experience, life instincts appear as peace disturbers, bringing tension states resolved as pleasure, while death instincts function quietly in the background.
By positing death as life's ultimate goal, Freud challenges traditional Western emphasis on progress. If our fundamental instinct seeks return to an inorganic state, then life represents not a purposeful journey forward, but a circuitous detour to our origins. This perspective aligns with Eastern philosophical traditions emphasizing the cessation of desire and return to nothingness. The Nirvana principle parallels Buddhist concepts of liberation through detachment. The theory also questions human agency. If our deepest drives operate beyond conscious awareness and against apparent self-interest, how much control do we really have? Freud suggests conflict is inherent to human existence, not merely from social conditions, but fundamental to our biological nature. The opposition between life and death instincts creates an irresolvable tension driving human behavior and culture. Civilization might be a compromise between these forces, channeling destructive impulses into acceptable forms while preserving enough life energy to sustain society. We are caught between the pull toward dissolution and the push toward creation. Our greatest achievements and deepest sufferings emerge from this fundamental tension. By venturing beyond the pleasure principle, Freud invites us to confront our full complexity as creatures navigating the mysterious currents between life and death.